This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
The North American International Livestock Exposition is continuing with beef and sheep shows and a number of other events at the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville this week. Kentucky Venues Director of Expositions, Bobby Bell, says hosting the North American is important for the state and the livestock industry.
We are honored to have the North American. I think they said the other day it might impact the city of Louisville up to $3.4 million. Could be an impact, and it'd be really great for the state of Kentucky to host this event this year. Other shows have been canceled throughout the United States, but we are fortunate to still have our livestock show here.
Bell adds entries for the shows remained strong this year in spite of COVID-19 regulations.
We had over 16,600 entries this year, so we feel very blessed that we are still being able to have our show. But at the same time, we still have to do our social distancing and wear our mask when we're at the show, so inside the building and outside. Only time people won't be able to wear the mask is if they're outside with family and they're 6 feet away from other people.
He adds some other important events in the North American to take place next week as well.
It's the Senior College Judging Contest are happening on Monday, November the 16th, and the Junior College Judging Contest are happening on Tuesday, November the 17th. And the awards for the Senior College are happening on November the 17th that morning. And the senior and the junior college are happening that afternoon on the 17th.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
We enjoy the most productive ag industry in the world, powered by the American farmer. The late radio commentator Paul Harvey spoke at an FFA convention about why God made a farmer. Mr. Harvey said, God had to have somebody willing to ride the ruts at double speed to get the hay in ahead of the rain clouds and yet stop in midfield and race to help when he sees the first smoke from a neighbor's place. So God made a farmer.